Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. Penetrating keratoplasty has been the gold standard of treatment when it comes to corneal transplantation. But recently, new minimally invasive techniques are revolutionizing the field of corneal transplantation. Dr. Deepinder Dhaliwal, Director of the Cornea Service at the UPMC Eye Center, tells us how this new treatment paradigm may improve patient care and surgical outcome.
Corneal transplantation has changed greatly over the past 50 years. Any type of corneal pathology that we were treating, we would treat with a penetrating keratoplasty, or PKP. And recently, we've had an exciting, I call it the corneal revolution in corneal transplantation, where we now really do selective keratoplasty. And in doing that, we can transplant the layers of the cornea that are actually diseased and leave the healthy part of the cornea in the patient. In selective keratoplasty, we're doing decemase stripping endothelial keratoplasty, or DSEC, and we're doing deep anterior lamellar keratoplasty, or DALK. In DSEC, we basically strip away the patient's diseased endothelium and decemase membrane, and we insert a thinned out donor cornea, which contains healthy endothelium, decemase membrane, and a small amount of stroma. We have much faster visual recovery. Patients are seeing after days to weeks with DSEC versus months to years after PKP. There is a much stronger eye after DSEC. In DALK, or deep anterior lamellar keratoplasty, what we're doing is removing the anterior corneal stroma and epithelium, and we're leaving intact decemase membrane and endothelium. Keratoconus is the huge patient population that we do DALK for. So in patients that have keratoconus, there are several options before going to corneal transplantation. After glasses no longer work and contact lenses can no longer fit, we try Intacs. These are small circular plastic inserts that we place in the cornea. We use a laser to now create channels intrastromally, and then we insert the segments in those channels. If those treatments did not work, then we would go on to DALK. The advantages are that the risk of rejection is greatly lowered. The UPMC Eye Center is really a leader in corneal transplantation because we are not only trained in the traditional techniques such as penetrating keratoplasty, but also in these newer techniques of DSEC and DALK and Intacs. We really believe that we need to choose the correct procedure for each patient. So it's not a one-size-fits-all philosophy here.
Corneal transplant patients now have minimally invasive surgical options that may offer better outcomes while increasing the donor pool, since one donor eye can now be used in more than one transplant procedure.